Blog Talk Radio.
Forget about tomorrow. Time for us to start winning is now. Now. Now.
Hey, they don't like us, we don't like them. Nothing wrong with that, right?
At the end of the day, it's the same three things you've had to do in 35 that you got to do now in 2018.
I do not see no holes on this wall.
You got to run the ball.
Barkley off the left side. Here he goes.
You got to stop the run.
Tyreek Hill lines up in the backfield.
The ball pops free, and it's recovered by Harrison.
A snack for Damon Harrison early.
And you got to pressure the passer.
Wentz hangs in, holds it down. Down he goes. And an early sack by Olivier Vernon.
Two kinds of players in this league, folks. There are guys that play professional football, and there are professional football players. And the professional football players are the guys we want. I don't want guys that want to win. I want guys that hate to lose.
Odell Beckham Jr. down the sideline for the touchdown.
Giants fans, you are now listening to the hottest show on the planet, The Shakedown. Here to give you everything you need to know on your New York football Giants are Black Friday.
Welcome to the New York football Giants, Saquon Barkley, a.k.a. the Golden Child.
Ease of choking.
Do you know who Alec Ogletree is? Like, I'm asking you for real.
Really?
That is me. But do you know who he is?
J-Rock.
You
saying
we going
16
and 0,
huh? I'm
16 and 0, bro. How dare you
say anything
worse?
Out your mind.
You know we just
drafted
the Messiah.
Obi, and the one and only,
Shakes
Montana.
Now, if that man was a prospect like a Peyton Manning or a Joe Montana, like I've been saying the whole fucking time, you don't pass up on this talent. You don't do it.
Now here is your host, Shakes Montana.
Thank you.
Who's the shit when I'm in Ruby Way? I got one at the door. What's going on, Big Blue Nation? Giants fans all over the world. Sports fans all over the world. Tuned in to the Shakedown Sports Podcast. I go by the name of Last World Poet. They call me LRB for short. I don't know how that stuck, but it did. But it's the Last World Poet, and I know you wasn't expecting to hear the brother jump off the top, because it is Eastbound Friday, December 3rd, and I hope you're not disappointed. So, I'm here to talk to the people, I'm here to share some news, talk about some sports. You know, so wherever you are, the weekend is here. Shout out to all the people who don't have to work tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people with the weekends off. And even the people who don't. Made it through the week, keep chugging along, you know what I mean? But wherever you are, I hope you're traveling safe. If you already at your destination for the evening, I think it's happy hour. So this is for the grown. This is for the intelligent. This is not for the dumb. So don't come in here walking in thinking that I'm trying to do something there, but the train left. But anyway. So we're going to close this thing out for y'all, man, and talk about these games. Yesterday, we did not get to pick. So if the brothers do show up, hey, I'm doing this, you know what I'm saying, to give the people a chance to get out whatever they need to get out, and possibly myself even. But we didn't get a chance to do the pick. So if the brothers do show up, or not show up, they ain't obligated. But if they here, we're going to get the pick. If not, y'all know what to do. Hit that brother on DM or text, just know him that well. So, that's that. And college, man, you know, that's one of the things that we haven't really spoke about. So, I kick this thing off and talk about college, because we got the championship games coming up. You know what I mean? Got Utah and Oregon tonight. I know I got some thumbs in this game, you know. And if you're a Giants fan, you've been looking for a while at college. Or if you are engulfed into the sports analysis or sports world or commentary world, you've been looking at these teams and these football players and these guys getting ready to declare.
I do declare.
Come on out and join the NFL, the Shield, Brotherhood moving on. And definitely Oregon got two defensive players that I'm pretty sure will be highlighted this evening on. They got second comings of the individual. Thibodeau on one side, and I think I forget what that his name is. Elon Musk. I don't know what his name is. I know. I can't claim it, because I don't even know his name now. But I saw it earlier. You know what I mean? So, coming from slack. It's been a long week. And I'm going to get his name right for you right now. I feel like I'm at work. He was supposed to be the day off, so I got to work. You know what I mean? I type all day. You know how many words I type a minute? I ain't never thought I'd get to this level, but I'm dope at it now. But, that's a good type of linebacker, right? Linebacker, not here. So, Devin Lloyd, there it is. I knew it was right there on the tip of my tongue. Devin Lloyd. So we got Thibodeau on one side, Devin Lloyd on the other. I'm going to be looking at the offensive line, of course. But I don't got no kids, and it ain't going in front. The joint I'm looking for, is Oklahoma State. There's like two linemen on there, on that squad that I like for the Giants. And got Georgia and Alabama. That's going to be something. I'm also looking at Cincinnati and Houston. The other ones ain't really, you know, I think there's some clunkers on here. I don't even think Houston got what it, I mean, they got nothing coming with Cincinnati. But Michigan and Iowa, that's a big one. Iowa got, I think they got a state that I like. And, Michigan. You know, I was thinking, it just popped in my head just now. Speaking on the Louis Ritter thing, I'm trying to see him, you know, keep on speaking. I'm going to speak it until it's existing. But, what if he like Joe? Hey, Harbaugh, you want to come coach this squad? I'm just putting stuff together right now. I don't even think that'll click. I think he clicks with work. I think he would put better with Judge. Harbaugh. I'm just messing around. That would be something. If it's Harbaugh, see? I don't know. I ain't going in. I ain't know why I'm going in. But that game should be here tomorrow. Cincinnati quarterback is Desmond Ritter. Desmond Ritter. Get it together. I'm gonna get it together back. Make that. You know what I mean? But I'm looking at the post. Right. I followed his college career. I think he's going tonight. What I do. So if you chilling at home tomorrow, make sure you check out these kids, man. Check out these games, especially one tonight. That's a good one. Oregon, Utah. I don't know about the offense, but I know Utah. They ain't a bad squad. Excuse me. I'm coughing y'all ear like that. But they ain't a bad squad. But it looks like Glennon is going to get the nod. That's the news today that came out of Quest Diagnostics. He's going to get the nod. Daniel Jones is out. I don't know if they're going to miss anything. You know what I mean? Or how many games he's going to miss. But Daniel Jones is out. I say they play fine, man. You pick him up for a reason. It's kids met that you picked him up at the time that you did. You had to have known Daniel Jones wasn't going to be good for a minute. You know what I mean? You already seen Glennon foul. That's the 100th episode with a new Jazz number. It could be like Jazz and Fresh Prince. When they replaced the aunt and shit, when they replaced Aunt Viz, and Jazz just walked past the light skin chick, was like, something different about you. You know what I mean? Y'all can say Glennon all week, but on Sunday, well, I'll be out there. Be like, yo, something different about you. You change. You do something with your hair. But that's what needs to happen. Why not? What you got to lose? You know what I mean? Be like that old lady on the bus from coming to America on the train.
He's like, go on, honey. Take a chance.
I said, dude,
take a chance. What you got to lose?
You know what I mean? You're trying to win games and could be getting two top 10 picks. At this point, I want the whole thing blown up. What you out here trying to prove for? You know what I mean? You already are terrible. You have to fix the offensive line, and we ain't going to go through this. I'm not following down that rabbit hole. It's Friday. I'm not going. It's kind of impossible because it's been a state, a union for years. NBA games were good last night. Did you hear about the 73-point victory? Talk about the bang thing, boy. Golly, Paul. Go ahead, nice. You're a whole professional team out here. Off that, they play like semi-pro. Are you ready to love me, sexy? Y'all remember that movie? That was my jam. I used to play that down the street for real. A lot of hell, too. Are you ready to love me, sexy? I can't believe I'm out for that. Professional for real. But, yeah, that happened. And Bulls pulled it out with the Knicks. I let those brothers go last night. Bulls. But, what's that saying all that? Say too much. Because I'm going to be talking freely here. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking freely. But, they didn't pull it out. Ended up, two throws up the line. Ain't gonna talk about it too much because we got some Nick friends with us. Well, not with us, but they be listening and whatnot. So I'm gonna let them live. I ain't got no dog in the race when it comes to the NBA. I just watch basketball. So I ain't really got no squad. But the Suns is doing, big things too. And somebody told me the reason why basketball left is because, that weird color. You like that weird color in the crayon. You know what I'm saying? That kind of yellowish, pinkish one. Griffin. Yeah, Griffin and the other dude. I can't remember nobody's name, but that's DeAndre. Those dudes weren't working on their game, so that's why he wanted to leave. It's probably because he couldn't hear the coach, you know. He always losing his voice.
Yeah, well, we gotta do. We gotta get on defense.
I don't know how you can listen to that all day. It's like, yo, your voice sound like fingernails on a chalkboard. I can't think. Like playing jazz in a bar out of day and night. It's like, man, what is that noise? I can't even think. That's what his voice sounds like. Ricky Bobby. As you can tell, Melissa, this is what I do. That's what I'm by myself. I don't need no friend. But, what was I saying? Oh, basketball, yeah. I don't know. Anybody giving the Lakers a run? Are you giving LeBron the benefit of the doubt because he's LeBron? Okay. Sounds look tough. What is Memphis doing that without Morant, bro? Like, where Memphis? You putting up points like that without Morant? Hey. I want to know how Durant feels about all the vitriol he's got over his highs in his past couple of weeks. I hope, you know what I mean? Because y'all could be cool, man, on the internet, bro. Y'all be going at people all crazy. I mean, dude didn't put no hooks in them. All right, I get it. You know, I call them BDB, you know, BDB. Oh, yellow. But I want to know how he's like, you know, I hope he ain't close to it, cause. But you do need to put some other stuff on. And why are you standing in that close? Wait, y'all nosy people, man. Dude, who cares? All been out of shape about what these people's lives. America's got a system. You know? But I hope Louis really by all those people. And that's random. But I do. The whole team, everything. Even the doctor. The doctor got to go. Too many injuries, man. You got people begging Charlie. Shout out to Charlie. Dude still won't will be a part of something. You know what I mean? Man, you know, bringing all these broke people back. We always get these large quantities of injuries. Coughlin era. And how are you still having faith in this dude? Everybody taking forever. You got basketball injuries. You know basketball played throughout for forever. Man, I feel like I ain't seen Klay Thompson since 2002. That's a fact. Where is John Wall right now? I'm telling you, we be having basketball injuries, man. When they going to get rid of Doc Brown, man? You know, he got the white hair. He stole the plutonium. Shit is crazy. The dog is running around. Marty is gone.
We back in damn 1965. What we doing?
Y'all see how I did that? That was what you call a double entendre. That was a whole scheme. You know what I mean? See, I ripped the mic and I did a whole nother scheme with it. Straight back to the future stuff. Good at this.
Here's my rap.
Yo, Easy Toe, I didn't mean you the chosen one that's with us. Peace, God.
Peace, King. Happy Friday. What's going on with everybody, man? Welcome to the most dangerous show on the planet, even though I know that was said already, but it ain't nothing to be twice as dangerous. Welcome, everybody, callers and listeners all over the world. Y'all know where y'all tuned into. That needs no intro. I want to thank my man, my brother, from another mother, but the same color, and I wouldn't prefer no other than LRP. We have no problems in Houston for opening up the show, keeping you guys entertained. Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? As we look through the eyes and sit by the rock in the mind of Minota. Remember that back in the day? But we're here. What's going on? We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to chop up. I definitely want to get into our quarterback, his injury, obviously. Once again, we all called it. They like to play flip-flop, molly-wop, what you doing over there, barbershop? But obviously he's not playing on Sunday, which normally I would feel some kind of way. But you know what? It's the Miami Dolphins. It was a win on our charts. Let's see if we can still go get this dub. Glennon is good for one or two starts. He's not the worst guy in the world. I feel better with him than Colt McCoy. That's just me. But we're going to get into all of that, man. How's your day going so far?
Hey, brother, I am here. He is I and I am him. The one with the tilted grip. I am here. I'm good. Just living my best life. Not really. But it is what it
yeah.
is. I'm a party. I'm a party. I'm
anybody
party.
Else with us? Or is it just you and I?
Nah, bro. It's just you and I. Just me and my
okay, brother.
And
so let's do a little ELRP segue here. You feel me? Till everybody else join in. You know, this is going to be fun. So let's play a little rapid fire, man. I want some keys to victory now that our starting quarterback is not there. Also, they're saying Kadarius and Sterling may not be there either. So that means we'll have Galladay, Ross, Barkley, and the other wide receiver. His name, sorry. Collins Johnson. Right, Collins Johnson and Slayton. Right, so Slayton will be there. Slayton, Ingram, Collins, whatever, Johnson, Ingram, and Barkley. So is that enough for you offensively to bring the ruckus to the Miami Dolphins? Is that enough for you?
I have no idea. And I cannot answer that because he is my son. Shit. You know that joke was like the mother, the dude was the mother's son or whatever. Yo, I can't answer that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this is Kitchen's second game. I got to see personnel because even if they're playing Collins, then that means they're not using Slayton or Galladay, right? And Ross, that's what I would go with. I wouldn't even put Collins in there. I would go with Galladay and Slayton on the outside, Ross, Ingram on the inside, Barkley and Booker with Penny. And I don't see I don't see them spreading it around like that. And one of the keys to victory, to answer your question, is starting Jake Fromm.
Well, that's not going to happen. Let's just get that all the way out there. It's a great, wonderful thought. We would have all liked to have seen it, but it's not going to happen. Drake Fromm will be holding the clipboard. He will be in uniform in case of emergency, but he will be holding the clipboard. And the one thing I do like about backup quarterbacks around this league, and they're showing it this year, they're truly, truly inspired, especially backup quarterbacks that has had a little bit of experience and has played in an offensive system like this one right here. Glennon comes from Tampa Bay. So he's actually played in a system similar to this. You know what I'm saying? With the running backs, with the wide receiver, with an offensive line that was not so great at all. But, you know, with a defense that fluctuates from week to week when he was there, you know. He also can throw the ball. But let me tell you what I'm most excited about. And I know most times Daniel Jones not being there, I wouldn't be excited because our starting QB, just like anybody else, would feel like, wow, our starting QB ain't there. And this will give us a reason for a loss. No, I'm going to tell you something. Whatever new offensive scheme we have implemented, this is a perfect week to go out and show it was truly Jason Garrett. This is a week that if you get a win like this, this is the testimony to his firing. It shows us that you actually can put together a win with not just a backup quarterback, but you do have some starting pieces that know this offense, and if you can get it moving and have some traction with it, we can come out possibly victorious. I'm not afraid of the Dolphins. So what, their defense has been playing inspired. We played inspired. Every defense is going to – they get paid too, just like everybody else. The question is, do you have enough counter plays or plays to be proactive to beat this team?
Right.
Can we beat this team on the offensive side of the ball? I don't even want to talk about our defense because we already know what it is.
The points matter. 24 to 27.
24-27 gets us that victory. Because I believe we can hold the Dolphins under 27 points.
I want 6 points.
24-27 gets us a victory. Is that realistic? No. That's my dream machine. But we ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm good.
I know.
And
it's
not
everybody, though, LRP. It's just not you, my brother.
Yeah, I ain't conflicted or nothing. It's just I'm tired of analyzing.
I know. Yeah.
I'm so tired of it, man, because it's just exhausting. And you don't know. You don't have anything to go off of. It's like, at least with, like, I know I'm saying that word. I hate to say that word so much. But Tampa Bay, and I know these people, they got quarterbacks, but even with, like, Titans or even the Saints, you see touchdowns, you know?
Right.
Cincinnati, and even with Pittsburgh and Roethlisberger always, you know, having this one game here where it's lightning in the bottle, and then the next game he looks like old man Quillen. I get it, but touchdowns, man, touchdowns. And we don't have any confidence because we don't have any film of us throwing a lot of those. I mean, shoot, since week 3, and it's been consistent all the way up until now, since the whole season started, really, but when it really became glaring about their green zone average, oh, man, what week is this? 14.
I know. I know, brother. You are nowhere near subscribing or feeling what's been going on with us as of late. And I am absolutely with you in every single way. The only reason why I have optimism, and this is just honesty, because we're talking, is Jason Garrett's departure. That is the reason why I'm optimistic, because I truly feel in my heart offensively, regardless to our injuries, because we have been injured all year. No question about it. The four starting wide receivers for this team have not been on the field together at all to get in sync, to create a rhythm, to have a scheme that works. We've been dealing with this guy here, that guy there, these two guys maybe here, and this guy here. Jason Garrett being gone and Saquon Barkley still being there is one of the reasons why I'm still optimistic, because he will be used in a variety of ways this game. You cannot approach this game like a normal game with him by running him into the trenches or having him run in a way where he's not going to be productive. You're going to try to get the most out of him in this game from productivity. I don't care if he catches 8 passes for 72 yards and 2 touchdowns and only has 25 yards rushing. I don't give a damn. And we win, I will not care, because he's that dynamic. So I think this is where the creativity kicks in, and we as fans should all look for that. I'm not talking about wins. I'm just talking about something different. This is the week to show something different. Galladay will be there. So we will have our number one receiver. Barkley will be there. We'll have our number one running back. Andrew Thomas will be there. Mike Glennon will be protected just a little bit better. We have our number two receiver in Slayton there as well. We have our number one tight end in Evan Engram. I understand Mike Glennon is not Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones ain't Mike Glennon either.
Well, at least one thing I can look forward to is nothing bad happening when the ball gets thrown to Evan Engram. Because I tell you what, whenever Jones does it, something terrible happens. So, I will be pleased not to see no shit like that. However, that's all peace what you're saying. And I'm hoping the second week, you know, it's a little bit better. So, and I'm not going to kill him. I am going to point out that it looked at, you know, 50% of their ball control did look like Garrett still. And not even so much as play design or even personnel group, but just feeling the flow of the game. And that's where your mind comes into play. And that is the intangible that you need to separate yourself from in this game. You got to separate yourself from not being able to recognize the flow of the game and how to move on from one chess piece to another way you can still move down the board. And not just be stagnant and sitting in front of another goddamn pawn. That shit is annoying.
Come on, baby boy. That's what I'm talking about. Talk to me. Talk back to me, LRP. This is what football analytics, facts, and knowledge is about. See that right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever want to analyze a back and forth in analytics, facts, and knowledge, play back a minute and 25 seconds from this point right here. 914-205-5796. Join the knowledge. Join the knowledge. So listen, that's the point that I want to emphasize, LRP. I brought up the title, and you filled in all with the content. That's what I'm talking about. We have to recognize this is a week where we can put something together to turn our eyes just a little bit forward. Right now, everybody is looking sideways, down, vertically, diagonal, horizontal. There's no straightforward looking into anything, which equivalents to positivity on the offensive end, because we've seen none. This week, I guarantee you, if the New York Football Giants go out and score 30 points, there will be a totally different narrative on Monday. There will be a different narrative on Sunday night. There will be a different Twitterverse that evening. Take us away from what we expect. It starts right now. Take us away from our expectancy. Aren't you tired of living up to your expectancy with a team? With a negative?
Yeah.
Right. That's what we're hurting.
That's what we've been on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We've been on that. Shit, you saw the third possession yesterday with Dan C. That man's like, yo, he walked outside the house and lost my face again. Like Kendrick Lamar song. You know? He's just like, shit.
But that's the thing. Some fans are absolutely gone until we do something different. Some fans are going to have a little bit of optimism like myself and yourself. You have optimism at times. But now it's time to change the narrative. This is the week to do it, man. This is the week to change the narrative. Come out there and show us that it truly was Jason Garrett holding us back, and let me see guys with that I don't expect to perform on a level where I look forward. Like, oh, okay, if we can do that with them, I want to be able to say that. That's all I want to be able to say. Is if we can do that with guys missing, what about a complete wide receiving core? What about a better offensive line? What if Daniel Jones were there? So that's what I want to see. And most of all, of course, victory. And like I said, the Miami Dolphins don't scare me. When I look at them, I don't look at a team that's like, yo, we got to be careful. The Dolphins is. They have the same situation we do. A couple of good games here, mostly bad. A couple of good games there, mostly bad. Defense is playing good for a couple of games here, mostly bad. So let's step up against a team that's similar in our design. Off injured quarterback who can't stay on the field, talented wide receiver who's on the right side, and Jalen Waddle, also running back who's multi-talented if he's used the right way, but there are weeks where he disappears because we all get mad at him in fantasy if we have him. Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're not facing a juggernaut. Let's do some damage. Let's get some faces turned forward. All right.
Ain't that the opportunity?
That's what I'm saying. Let's seize the opportunity. Change some minds. Make somebody say, raise the eyebrows. Show you want to compete in this division. It's still wide open. The Cowboys don't look like they're going to just run away with this thing. They played against a horrible quarterback in Taysom Hill last night. He is horrible as a quarterback.
Hey, what, he run for 157 yards?
But passed, I think, maybe the same amount or a little bit less than. He's horrible.
Four picks.
And listen, it was on display last night. You will not win games in the NFL like that.
Yeah, Tay, I think I started digs in a couple of fantasy leagues. He got me some. I haven't looked at it, but I know he was out there intercepting. Yeah, he was. That was that game. I mean, but you
man,
look,
Dallas,
I'm not scared of him, but I'm not scared of him because of our defense. Mainly the secondary. But if they don't get no pass rush, you know what I mean, Dallas can kill you. And if they don't have containment, because I don't know what Zeke's doing, but Pollard is showing to be something. You know, dude's vision is crazy. So, but I ain't scared of him either. It's these Giants, man. These injuries, these large quantities, because we can't put, you know, these injuries, because all teams get injuries. These large quantities of important pieces in order to, you know, for your plan. And it's mainly all on offense, too, of people that we need, with the exception of maybe Peppers and Martinez. But Tony, Shep, Galladay, Barkley, you know what I mean? These are like Thomas, Lemieux, Gates. Yeah, two motherfuckers retire on you. Like, the offense is really, oh my goodness. Now, Caden's gone.
And you know what? That's what this is all about, LRP. Because in this offseason, we harped on, yo, all we got to do is fix this line. And you know what? It's our fault. And I'm going to tell you why. We shouldn't be as smart as we are. If we were a lot less intelligent, we wouldn't be feeling how we feel. So think about it, LRP. Let's delve into that for a second, because that's a major point. If you were less intelligent than you were, you wouldn't have the feelings that you have, because you wouldn't think about the things that you see to bother you so much that you know can be corrected and it's not being done. If you were just an average fan, like, oh man, we suck, we need this, we need that, you wouldn't be so in depth. You wouldn't be so hurt and frustrated. It's the fact that even when no football is on, you take the time to analyze what's wrong. And you see it happen over and over, and not just the same way, but in different ways. You're literally watching a different way each week with the same results. And you say to yourself, why can't we find a different way to possibly try to win? But we find a different way to lose. Now, that was phenomenal. Exactly my point.
Yo, this is random. But I want to, this is random as hell, but I want to get your opinion. Yo, what's up with Busy Bone and his beef with 3-6 Mafia, bro? Why are you trying to fight on stage, bro? What happened? What's going on with that thing? With the talk?
Yo, that's Tom and Jerry beef right there, bro. That's old school. That's been simmering between those two crews since we was loving Bone Thugs and Harmony, and 3-6 Mafia only had about 5 hits. Let's keep that real.
I've never known that those dudes didn't like each other.
They never liked each other, bro. Yeah. The 3-6 Mafia and Bone Thugs and Harmony beef started because they were two up-and-coming rap crews, and then they started having actual small diss records before they named it diss records. Like, it was a lot of hidden gems in some of the Bone Thugs and Harmony's conversation. But Busy Bone himself has a problem with, oh man, his name slips my, what's the guy from 3-6 Mafia? He is slipping my mind right now.
I don't know the members
why can't I get the name? Yo, it's right on the tip of my brain. Oh my goodness. It's basically one person and one person, and then, you know, it's crew love after that. That's like if we had beef with BBK. Not saying we ever would, but I'm saying if BBK was like, yeah, you know, the Shakedown over there, they do this over there, and we'd be like, you know, but over there with the people that just talk like that starts the friction. But then if me and John Schmelk get on the airwaves, and I'd be like, yeah, you know, because John Schmelk is an idiot. And he goes, you know, either Chosen One's just ridiculous in his thoughts. And then the rest of us just follow up with each other. That's how it started, with Busy and him. And then they actually had a physical, you know what I'm saying, confrontation back then as well. So it just kept going.
Yeah, because
that shit last night.
Was
yeah, nuts. That was whack.
Yeah, that was nuts. It was just, all he did was throw a bottle, but, you know, him doing a bunch of pushing and shoving. I don't know why people calling it a fight. But it just that was random. I just was like, yo, I didn't know. Like, he just went crazy.
What made me mad is after the show was over, he gets on a live and sounds worse than I've ever heard him in life.
No word?
Yo, he had a live where he was like, yeah, because all they doing is this. He did like the typing imitation of somebody, impression of somebody typing. And then look at the screen. And then when this. And look at the screen and doing this. And he looked at the screen again. I'm like, yo, is Busy on scissor?
Oh, really?
He had to be on something. He was, yo. Yeah, he's on it. Whatever it is, he take pills with the liquid in it.
Yeah, he on everything.
It's pills with
everything.
Liquid in it that he takes. And I'm not talking NyQuil.
Hennessy, vodka, I'm on everything.
Yeah, he on that Thurgood Marshall.
I'm on everything. Already.
For those of you that don't know what Thurgood Marshall is, please, I'm not doing that tonight. Look it up for yourself. Normally, I give you a long, drawn-out definition. I'm not doing that. He's on that Thurgood Marshall. That's it.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was crazy. I mean,
oh,
I don't know how many.
Randomly
I know.
Did you catch any of the Bakihama?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I've been on the Sopranos kick lately, man.
Word?
I don't know why. Yeah, I've been rewatching the Sopranos like crazy.
You just you in one of them moods, brother, where you know something so great because the show is classic. And we don't have
indeed.
Many of them.
It
you know,
indeed,
it gives
right.
you some things to think about. And you know what's great about shows like that? You catch little hidden jewelry that you ain't even see the first time. And you're like, oh, because I was thinking this. But that's the reason, like little stuff like that.
Yeah, man. And the mama.
Like Peaky Blinders. When I watch Peaky Blinders again, I'm like, yo, I didn't even realize the prohibition. And I had to.
Yeah, that's my show right there. Peaky Blinders is my shit.
Yeah, it's
historical
great,
value
I love
alone
that.
Is good.
I also want
to didn't
try
even know that the dude
about...
turned out to be the Shelby dude. Ford Shelby?
Ford Shelby?
Shelby car?
Yeah,
you know, that's
okay.
That's supposed to be like the first automobile that he made.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows it's real big in
the
cars.
Long little front on it. Yeah,
yeah,
I got you.
But go ahead. That's a little jewel that I love that part about it. I was like, oh, this shit got some, it has some historical do shit to it.
Right. We just, this is what we're going to do today, man. We just randomly chopping it up. We already know what's going on with our team. We know who's ruled out. We know who's playing. At this stage of the NFL season, all we want to do is just see some competitive football. It's no reason for us to come on this show and act like we're winning. We're leading the division. We're excited. The fans are excited. And we're a fan base that's just truly looking forward for playing week after week to see what greatness we can accomplish and do. That is not us, ladies and gentlemen, but we still love our team. What we're doing is hoping for something to see different, and this all just goes away in one night. See, we're still wishful thinkers, but we're not stupid. And we're not subscribing to any of the madness that's taking place. Let's get that all the way out there, because I can't stand the narrative of the word Homer or you're still rooting or optimism. That's life. That's who we are. But we're not dumb. We're not looking at it out of one end of the bottle. We see what's going on. The well is dry. We've moved on.
Fuck them jazz all the time. I know
yeah.
I do.
Come on now.
I mean, fuck some jazz, man.
Don't confuse me.
Jazz right now.
Yeah.
For real.
Again, we're not Daniel Jones fans. We're a fan of the team, so we're going to support him. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I want to see. I mean, like I said, I was talking about it earlier, and not to bring it all back, but it does go into the question I want to ask you, because I was talking about it before you came along, was college. And in regards to that, out of the quarterbacks you've seen, who are you? I mean, let me back up. I think there's only two guys that have a higher ceiling than Daniel Jones coming out. You know what I mean? And that's my initial statement. I haven't really delved into any serious homework, but I've been watching them right now. I've been watching Pickett. I've been watching Desmond Ridder, Van Dyke out in the U.
Malik Willis,
I've been watching
right?
Malik Willis, right? You know what I mean? I've been watching these guys, and I'll probably say three guys that I see have a higher ceiling than Daniel Jones. The rest of them are probably equivalent or a lateral move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's what I mean. I think it'll be a battle move to get any other than the three that I think may have a higher ceiling. And
all right, so name drop
so
for me.
That's
your boy.
Well, that's why I want to ask you first, because I spoke on it earlier, but I wanted to get your, I wanted to get that, that frame of mind there to, so you can know what I mean by when you answer this question. Who are you replacing Daniel Jones with in this draft if you're taking a quarterback?
My number one replacement for him, of course, it's out of reach, but I'm going to go Malik Willis.
Okay.
I'm going to go Malik Willis. If that's who we I'm replacing with, then I'll go Malik Willis. My number two is Matt Corral. Matt Corral.
Okay.
And there's a guy that nobody's talking about who's my son as well that I've been watching, and I'm going to make sure I pronounce his name right because it's weird. You know what I'm saying? And I wrote it to you guys, too. I've been watching him a little bit. I watched three games, not fully, but, like, you know, half and half here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know Rattler is my son, too. I just want to go there. But you said replacement for Jones, and I don't see it.
Who are you replacing?
I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean.
Right, you went replace.
I'm not picking a lateral. Yeah, if you're going to do a lateral thing, you might as well stick with what you got and see if
I'm going to stick with what I got. I'm going to stick with what I got.
That.
Yeah, I'm going to develop that. I'm going to develop that. I'm going to develop with the...
So it's not those
with the,
two.
With the, yeah, Matt Corral and Malik Willis. I take Matt Corral right now.
I would say Pickett. Mine's is Pickett and Desmond Ridder. If they want to go quarterback because they're not sure on Jones, and they are sure on Jones or whatever, I don't care. I think Pickett and Desmond Ridder are better than Jones. So I would target those two guys. Anybody else I think is a lateral move.
Okay.
And I'm keeping my first round pick. And I'm getting a lineman and one of the linebackers.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I agree with you 1,000,000%. I think that's what you do. And you give Jones, you know what I'm saying? You give Jones a year. And that's it. Like you give him his last year, and that's it. Cause there's no reason to look any further. We know what we got, right?
Yeah. And that's
make
what
sure
I'm
this
saying.
Kid.
If
yeah, and I just want to. I want to mention this other kid. Not right now. I just want to look to see if he's eligible. Cause there's nothing to talk about if he's not coming out.
I know.
You know
that's
what
fine.
I'm saying? So let me make sure he's coming out.
Well, you check that out. And it goes into the question I was going on. The other question was on the college championship games of this weekend. And then we actually have one tonight with Oregon and Utah. And the highlights, two of the top defensive prospects in Thibodeau and Oregon. And Devin Lloyd from Utah. They said Devin Lloyd is like Cam Chancellor in the making. That's huge. And
damn,
you know,
right,
Thibodeau
huge.
Already, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
you know
you
what
already
I mean?
That's my son right there. Let's get it.
Yeah,
now,
that's
now,
a
hold
hell
on.
Of a matchup.
Hold on.
So
let's,
what are you excited let's, about?
Yeah, let's play GM, right? Doesn't matter who the GM, just me and you. We Lewis Riddick. That's it. If you got a chance with Thibodeau on the board, now we've done this before, right? Because we passed up Josh Allen before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thibodeau's right there. Now, I highly doubt that because this kid has the chance to be the number one pick. Linden, it's also my son, right? Offensive lineman. Evan Neal is also going to be there. If we choose in between the top 8 and 9, possibly. But if Chicago keep losing, if Chicago lose the next 4 games, they're going to be the top 5, no matter what. So all we got to do is hope Chicago loses 4 out of the last 6 because they already lost. If you, it was 5 out of 7, now all they got to do is lose 4 out of 6 because they, you know, they lost.
And we already gonna lose 2 more at least.
Right. So we're going to be in the top 10, and they're going to be in the top 5. You think of the quarterbacks. Detroit is taking a quarterback in my mind. Jared Goff is not their answer. In my mind, Detroit is taking a quarterback.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So then let's wipe them off the board. The number one pick is a quarterback because the Detroit Lions is getting the number one pick. What we got next? Jacksonville. Right?
Yeah, let me look at the...
Uh-huh, right. I'm just going off memory right now. We got Jacksonville next after that.
Yeah, let's see.
Right.
Detroit. Yeah, Detroit, Houston, then Jacksonville.
Uh-huh. So Houston, we know, is going to do what? You think Houston is going to take a quarterback? Because this whole Deshaun Watson thing is getting out of hand, man. I mean, geez.
It really is.
For real.
It really is, bro.
Come
that
on,
shit is
brother.
Insane.
Like, let's be honest.
How are you still not doing nothing? And HPD don't do nothing. They haven't moved a note on this thing. It's, as far as I know, this shit is a done deal. There's nothing else to discuss. They're not having
right.
any man that was dedicated to Deshaun Watson, bro. Zero man
There's
out.
No new evidence in the case that could possibly be submitted. All testimonies have been given. All evidence, which is admissible with just statements, because it wasn't nothing physical to have, you know, to show. You know, it was no physical evidence. This is all word of mouth and he say, she say, and text messages, and that's it. All things have come out already for this situation. What could the defense possibly want to defend, and what could the prosecute want to prosecute? The prosecutors want to prosecute at this point. There's nothing to ask for. That man is chilling. He got a whole new girlfriend living his life, running around La Vida Watson.
I don't know what they
like
want
he's,
to
he's,
but...
yeah, what, he ain't losing a dime because of the contract that he signed, but he's still getting paid.
Yeah, they had a wild card. I don't know. I don't know. I think they'll probably go. I don't know. But you do have a GM that knows what he's doing in Houston. But you're absolutely right. I don't. They're dependent on if they get a haul, because I think once the season ends, I think you'll probably see some activity on that as far as them, because they still hold Deshaun Watson. So they can still get a haul.
But I don't think that he's going to play for them either way. It's over, right?
Oh, yeah, it's over. He's definitely
so, okay, so
trade.
So then let's go to over. Is Tyrod Taylor their answer? Let's be honest.
No.
Okay, so then now we got 2 quarterbacks off the board.
They might not go quarterback,
now,
though, because they might like David Mills in the second year because he wasn't bad. You know what I mean? he's bad for Houston because they ain't got nothing else, but you know what I mean?
Right.
They were moving the ball with Davis Mills, but let's just say for the sake of argument that, the second quarterback.
Take a quarter, right. So if you got a chance to get a guy like Matt Corral, is Davis Mills even in his bracket?
Nah, you're right.
Or Kenny Pickett? Is Mills even in them guys' area, causing Matt hysteria?
No, Pickett is definitely.
So we don't even got to talk about him no more. So basically, they go Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, however that comes out. Spencer Rattler's coming out. He may not be high in our minds, but we don't know how people feel about him in the NFL, right? Or the system they want to put him in. He's still going to be in the first round. He's still going to be a first round pick.
Yeah, regardless. Well, yeah, I'm
right.
with you. Regardless.
Okay,
Detroit,
so here we
and Houston,
so now number 3.
And then you got Jackson.
I got you. I got you. So now the 2 first quarterbacks is off the board. Who picks 3rd?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Now what does Jacksonville need more than anything in the world?
A lineman.
Evan Neal, Lindenbaum, whoever else is in that list, right?
Right.
Of O-linemen. We know they need an O-lineman because Trevor needs protection, right?
Right.
Okay. And Robinson is a top 10 running back in the NFL. So they're not going running back. Right. Their wide receiver got hurt in DJ Chark. Right? LaVisca Chenault is showing he's the number one.
Do you see him going defense, though?
They might.
Nah, that'd be foolish.
They might.
That'd be foolish. But
right.
They might.
But so let's offensive lineman, right?
I would say offensive lineman, but let's throw just so we can try to see what we were looking at. Let's throw a defensive player in there too. Just for shit, you know, say they get like a top linebacker.
Thibodeau is the guy if you're going to look at it like that because the Oregon connection, right?
All right, hold on. Let me pull up the big board so we can see. Pro Football Network's top 50, so I can get these players. Okay. So, top D, and already this is not mixed up, but they got Thibodeau, Oregon, and Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame. That's J-Rock's son.
Right.
He's a safety, though. And then they got Aiden Hutchinson, Edge, Michigan.
Yeah, defensive. Yeah, Michigan.
Evan Neal, tackle. Number five is Andrew Booth, cornerback. So, if we got, going back to the list, if we got Detroit and Houston taking quarterbacks, Jacksonville taking one of those linemen, I named two. You think they go Neal? I think they go Neal, though. You got to go Neal. Right?
Yeah. See, now we talking. That's where I'm at with it.
You got to go Neal.
We got to go Neal. They got Lindenbaum off the board already, right?
Nah, I didn't even see Lindenbaum. I'm going for
That boy is a hell bait. Baylor hate throw, as I call him. What we having for dinner? Paul Squirrel. That's him. Right. So, Evan Neal, right?
Give me 1 second. Pulling
no doubt. Take your time, brother. We here. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. East Style Fridays. Y'all know what time it is. Kicking it with the brother LRP and myself. Join the conversation. Hit us up. We won't leave you in the queue too long. We promise.
All right. So, let's see. I got the top 10. I'm just going to name the top 10 players. Thibodeau, Hamilton, Hutchinson, Derek Stingley Jr., cornerback LSU. Evan Neal at number five at O-Tackle. George Galifianakis. That's not what it say, but Edge Russell from Purdue. Devin Lloyd, linebacker from Utah.
George at Galifianakis. That's not what it say. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Yeah, D. Marvin Leo. Oh, okay. I know Leo. Inside defensive lineman from Texas A&M. Jordan Davis, another inside defensive lineman from Georgia. And Kenyon Green, inside lineman from Texas A&M. If that's the Green, I think it is. That's my son. That dude is ridiculously used. But, okay, so that's the
top. Didn't you write his name months ago?
I believe so. I got to look back
at
my
name.
Notes.
I think
but I do remember right now.
Yeah.
I've been
since
off,
I come
man.
I remember
like
Jordan Davis because me and Freezy got this thing for the Georgia linebackers, defensive linemen. You know what I mean? We always snatching them up. Same thing with Clemson. Here, snatch one wide receiver, I snatch another one. I snatch a D lineman, here, snatch a linebacker. So, yeah, I'll look at the other chat and see if you got receipts on that. Because I do remember you writing his name. That's why I said it.
Yeah, that Tyler Lindenbaum is ranked 15 on this board.
Yeah, that may be 15 on that board. But let me let you know, he is a
top three
lineman, hands down. And he's going to be an instant impact, just like my son Tristan Wirfs is. Wherever he go, he is held down. Some dudes look like they just, it's just them. He's just an offensive lineman.
But yeah, man. When they get to us, man, if we currently sit at 6-7. And after Jacksonville is the Jets twice.
Yep.
They got their fourth, they sit at number four, the pick that they got from Seattle.
And I was about to say, they got that Seattle pick.
Yeah, so they go 4-5, we are 6-7.
And who would have ever thought and saw that coming? Because in their minds, they were going to be picking in the middle 20s because of the Seattle Seahawks. But look at that. No matter what the case is going to be, they're going to finish top 10 again with Seattle's pick. They're going to finish top 10 with Seattle's pick, no matter what. So the Jets are going to have two first-round picks in the top 10 again.
Yo, the Eagles got three.
Let me tell you something. If they do it right, LRP, Zach Wilson will have everything he needs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The and Jets the defense be, is going to be ridiculous.
The Jets can be the easiest team turned around in this next draft. Because they got a piece and, here and there and over there and right there and everywhere. They have a piece here, there, and everywhere.
They and got with Robert Saleh or Saleh or whatever.
Come on, Saleh. I love that dude, man. I love that dude. The way he think, the way he act. I love that dude, man. He got command of things, man.
Yeah, that dude look like he'll punch you straight. He'll rip out your Adam's apple like Roadhouse or something. You know what I mean? I think he would.
He look like he ain't getting Sprewell at all.
Yeah, man. He tense.
Right.
You know what I mean? You probably look at cities weird. You know what I mean? All serious. You're supposed to get all Goo Goo Gaga over titties. You don't look at him so serious. You know what I mean? But he was seriously staring at them, like, straighten up. Especially if they, like, fly everything. He's like, sit up straight. Like, damn, dude.
Mm-hmm. Saylor looked like he point out when he want to have kids. You, me, tonight, baby.
Oops, oops.
Oops, oops. Yeah, he looked. Yeah, Saylor definitely looked like he'll put some two to the body on you. Like, if you say something crazy, oops, oops. You just hust over when you walk away. Like, yo, what happened to you?
Fucking Saleh.
Mm-hmm.
Double entendre. But, yeah, so, hey, I think the 7 go. Ooh-wee.
Right.
I mean.
And
if you're not looking for quarterback, you can. Oh,
right.
Man,
come on, man. This is what I'm saying. Think about it like this, right? Would you rather pick a quarterback and then have to start over on every situation? Or would you rather get every situation right and then bring in your guy the next year? Where he already has pieces in place that he doesn't have to worry about, and it's like a rebuild. Because that's what the great teams do. They build all the other pieces and then get a guy who fits that system and who can thrive in that system. That's what they do. It's well documented and well noted. It's what people do. There wasn't a damn thing wrong with, what's his name? Help me out. Smith. Smith, right? That's his last name? For Kansas City? Come on, help me out. What's his name?
Oh.
The quarterback.
Oh, Alex Smith.
Alex Smith. It was nothing wrong with Alex Smith because in Kansas City, Alex Smith went 11-5 two times.
That's fat.
But Andy Reid said, listen, he gets us to this point, and we're going to keep building what we have here. Running back was Kareem Hunt. Offensive linemen were keeping, they were doing their thing. You know what I mean? Wide receivers, they had Tyreek Hill and every other piece that fit. He got him to second rounds of playoffs because they had first round buys sometimes. Right? He said, why can't we get out of the second round? He said, you know what? We just need somebody a little bit more dynamic. There's nothing wrong with this guy, but we need somebody a little bit more dynamic. Patrick Mahomes walked into a situation of enlightenment. He did not walk into a bad team and have to carry them to victory. He walked into a situation of enlightenment and became the man that he is within that situation by adding something that they didn't even know he had. They did not expect him to win a Super Bowl in his second year in the NFL. They said, we can win a Super Bowl with this guy. And that we all saw it. But we didn't think he was going to turn into that. They picked correctly. They chose correctly. But do not get it twisted. Patrick Mahomes had a bunch of things there when he arrived that was taken care of by Alex Smith until he dusted them off and said, you know what? Now I'm going to make sure everything is kept neat, new, and ready for purchase. Alex Smith, we saw what happened to him, okay? So we're not going to act like that. Tom Brady did not come to the Tampa Bay Bucks with a squandered, twisted team. They brought along with him the pieces to win, and they drafted the pieces to protect. It's a simple formula. Keep the quarterback upright. Keep the running back running right. Keep the wide receivers striving. Keep the defense attacking. Simple formula. Ryan Tannehill, he did not come to Tennessee and turn Tennessee around. Tennessee actually had a better defense in his a couple of years ago than they do have now. They had a better defense. Kurse was over there and them boys was over there. They had a better defense then, 3 years ago, than they do now. But guess what? You get a dynamic running back, a top 10 to 15 offensive line, a wide receiver who's the top 10, top 15, some complimentary pieces, a tight end who can do his job, and a quarterback who's just not going to turn the ball over and manage the game and some days play above the X's and O's. That's what Tannehill walked into. Because if we look at his Miami Dolphins days, he was way more dreadful than Daniel Jones was. Teams prepare for their quarterback. We don't prepare a quarterback with our team. That is the difference.
You know what's interesting?
For 10 years now. Bam, my brother.
I just seen it, man. They got Willis and Corral and Sam Howell over Kenny Pickett.
Uh-huh. Because they think Kenny Pickett is another, they think Kenny Pickett is another Mike Vick type, and that ain't real.
Oh, I know. Crazy. We also got OG Steve with us joining the show. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, 914-205-5796. Hashtag Shakedown Chat on the Twitter. What up, OG? Peace, God.
What's up, bro?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Happy Friday, everybody. What's crackalacking? What's good?
What you do, brother?
Just chilling, man. I'm home chilling with my princess. And, you know, hey, man, just, you know, trying to see what's good with y'all fellas.
Well, we just chopping it up about like realistic conversation, my brother. Oh, my fault, LRP. We just said at the same time, but you got the floor, my brother.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna say we kind of chopping it up about everything, you know what I mean?
Oh man, listen, well,
we've been all over the
you
place.
Know, I think Daniel doesn't smoke. I think he doesn't smoke, man. I think that boy knows he's on the spotlight. Yeah, honestly, he can't afford to miss no games, man. I don't really like the game mess and stuff. I don't care. Get it together, man. We need to take a close
Let
up.
It out, brother. We talked on it already. Let it out.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I'm just saying, we need a close look at everything, man. Like, he can't afford to miss no days. I don't want to hear, oh, we don't have enough and this, that, the other, because that's what that means. You know, if we don't have enough on them, we're not sure, then that means we need to go ahead and do what we need to do. Bottom line, try those things. Either one. But I don't give a damn how we get to, we don't know whether or not. If we don't know, then we already know what we need to do. So that's on him. I don't think he can afford to be missing no games straight up. Like, oh, okay. You know. All right, man, I don't care how serious it is. I really don't. There ain't no excuses for me at this point. So that's why I'm looking at everything at this point. Let him come in here and get the distributing that ball. Let the playmakers play. We start looking fluent. You know, start looking at the math, man. That's all I'm going to say. Stop looking at looking for excuses and do the math. Because I'm really not – I don't have the patience to be – coming up with excuses and bullshit. I really don't. I'm trying to win, period. And I'm not looking to carry nobody just because I like them or because we got cool nicknames for them and all that shit. Fuck that, man. Tired of losing. So everybody is on spotlight. I would expect Shaquan to do anything, but heck, if he does do something, then that tells me he will. You know, at least he's in the right direction because Miami's defense ain't playing when it comes to the run game. So I really ain't expecting much, but if he were to do much, I'll be really impressed. That would go a long way. I'm sure everybody's probably convinced themselves that, you know, we got a good chance at this point. And maybe we do, but I'm not going there. So I'm going to go ahead and just be the pessimistic person I want to be today on this Friday and keep it all the way 1,000, man. You know, we got to show and prove. So that's where I'm at. Show and prove, man. I'm taking names. I'm writing numbers down. And, you know, I'm ready to get back to winning. So we got a small chance. I don't even really want to talk about it. Division this week, you know, unfortunately, Dallas pulled out a little job like win. But, you know, look who they played against. They didn't even have nobody. So it's one game at a time. One play at a time, everybody and anybody can get it.
All right, OG Thief. So let me touch on some of the topics that we talked about and how we got right here. The first topic that we talked about was, this is a week for me, OG, and you can agree or not. Of course, LRP agreed and had his great, you know, input. Analytic-wise, this is a week where you can show me that Jason Garrett was a problem, that the testimony of his firing comes off the precipice of a situation like this. We still have the number one wide receiver on our team out there. We still have the number one running back on our team out there. And Mike Glennon has more experience and more game-winning experience than Daniel Jones in certain situations. He's a backup, but he's not the worst guy on the planet. If it was Colt McCoy, I would feel different. But we also have a guy in Jake Fromm back there, which we know he's not going to start because he doesn't know the offense. He just got here 6 days ago, 39 minutes and 28 seconds and counting, right? But this is a chance to allow us at least to look straight. Right now, you looking sideways. I'm looking diagonal, and LRP is probably looking around at us and asking what we looking at. Because ain't nobody looking forward to the Giants doing anything. But this is a game where you could allow us at least to all pay attention to you again. You pull out a win with this crew and show us some type of offensive movement and ability and allow us to at least be like, yo, we really were able to pull off this victory and we really won this game. So it gives you some type of optimism. Right now, there's none of that. And I feel like this is the type of game that if we can win with Mike Glennon, once again, who's not the worst guy in the world, and you'll never hear that about him from no tabloid or no reporter or no analyst, with our number one wide receiver, with our number one running back, with our left tackle back, with Evan Engram still playing, with our number two wide receiver and Darius Slayton. So we have the personnel. The question is, will we play a little bit better because we need to win this game to prove something for ourselves? So what do you think about that, and do you agree that this is a game that will at least allow us to look at the team like, oh, okay, it was Jason Kelce?
Well, as you know, my good brother, I'm not one of those people who don't subscribe to that, because, I mean, he was definitely part of the problem, so he's gone on his own fucking marriage. You know, God bless him. But he was not solely the problem. I mean, you know, definitely not. I don't really need to see no more to know that he wasn't really the part, you know, the whole problem. You know, players play. You know, yeah, it comes to have something to do with it, but, you know, players play, man. So I'm looking at the players at this point. I'm looking at, you know, just, you know, definitely looking at Daniel Jones and what he's doing carefully. But, no, I just, you know, the players, like, you know, Kitchens ain't doing nothing too much differently. You know, it's the timing, but these players got to buy into it, man. So the main thing I do agree with is, you know, everybody is on notice, man. So, I mean, I'm watching everybody, and I definitely want to think it will determine where we are as a team. But, I mean, you know, I think even Kitchens kind of alluded to it. I mean, you know, he ain't really doing too much different. So, no, I just think of the players. Maybe it might, you know, him being the guy being fired might light a fire into some of these guys' asses and all that stuff. But, no, I just, you know, plays, you know, I ain't really happy with nobody, man. So I'm not really giving nobody an out or excuse. They better prove on their own. Jason Garrett is gone on his own. And, you know, players are still leaving a lot of players out there. Coaches are still missing a lot of, you know, plays so as well. So,
and those are the things that
I got
totally
my
agree
in my
with.
Mouth, and I'm looking over my little specs, and I'm watching everybody carefully, man. Everybody.
But you know, but I agree with you, and that's why I said I'm just going to, you know, go and give you a little quick review on why we got here within the show, because that was one of the questions that was asked. Of course, LRP said, like I said, he gave his great analytical thought. He said similar to what you said. But see, I know you guys are going to feel that way. That's why I said me and you are looking at a place, and LRP is looking at us like, what the hell are we looking at? But we don't even know what we're looking at. This is one of those games where we could all just pay attention in class a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we actually learning something. This is a game that can get our attention. If
we
win this game
this.
And we score about 27 points, it will grasp our attention. Now, I'll tell
you
why I said
about
that.
What I said about Saquon specifically. What do you think about what I said about how with him specifically, if he were to have a big game against, you know, these Dolphins, I think he can really prove more about where he is more than just about anybody at this point, because we know his is really mostly health related, so we need to figure out if he's still the player he is. So I think he can really make a huge, bigger difference in my mind more than anybody. You know, so
I answered,
I don't know how,
you know what's so crazy?
I
answered that earlier in the show, but I said it's something a little bit different in my own way, of course. I said having him back there, scheming him up, putting him in a position to win. And I wouldn't care if he was to finish with 27 rushing yards. But what if he had 7 to 8 catches for 110 yards, something like that, and 2 touchdowns, and we win? It's just about using a player to the best of his abilities, and I specifically just talked only about him. And it's funny. It's not funny you said that, because that's how analysts think. That's how people who know the sport think, and that's why you OG Steve. I said that right there, and I agree with you 1,010%, even though that number is very weird. I agree with you 1,010%. He can put his emphasis and mark on this game and show what we feel. This is why we got him, because when things ain't right, he can help us stay right, and that's what the great running backs do. When quarterback get hurt or somebody's not playing a game, Derrick Henry puts his stamp on a game. They beat teams they ain't supposed to play because he puts the team on his back and he does things that we didn't think he could do. Wow, 5 touchdowns? D. Henry? The offensive line is that good? No, he's just that good. I'm not comparing him to Derrick Henry. I'm just saying that's where his conversation is in talent. That's what his conversation was in talent. And obviously, when it came to Derrick Henry, he wasn't even considered better than Saquon Barkley coming out of college. So I got the right to say that. He can put his stamp on this game and make some things happen and, once again, just get our attention. And I'm going to keep on poking in that narrative because I don't want anybody to call in and think when they're on this phone line that we're saying we're subscribing to anything that's going on with the Giants right now, because we're not. But we would like for the attention of ours to be brought to the front, at least this game. And this is the game to get our attention. That's it.
Yeah.
Show me Jason Garrett was the guy you blamed him to be. Show me.
I hope you ain't looking for that, man, because I don't really put it all on Jason Garrett. There might be some different plays calling on, but, I mean, it wasn't all on Garrett, man. I don't care what they do moving forward. It was not all on Garrett. You know,
but that's
honestly,
okay.
They just need
to
prove themselves for themselves. I don't really need to review Garrett because Garrett is gone, okay? These motherfuckers, they got to prove, everybody got to prove themselves for themselves. And believe me, they got a lot to prove. They don't even need to talk about Jason Garrett no more, because
let me just say this. It's fresh, brother. Jason Garrett ain't silly dry. Let's not act like Jason Garrett has been removed for 6 months. He's been
gone.
But
let's not act like these people weren't
days.
Already in the building with Jason Garrett, though. These were
but these, understand
the
he had a certain.
It was
but he had a lot to do with things. So let's.
But it was
help,
a collaborative
you know
effort,
I'm with
though.
You.
So these are the same
help
guys, though. These are the same guys that sat there and watched Jason Garrett put together these fucking plans. So just because
but,
they
but
want to, now that they know the
help us. No, I'm including you and LRP. Help us move on. Help us move on. I don't want to say Jason Garrett.
I hear you, but as far as I'm concerned, they was part of that same shit. So if they change it up now because they see it didn't work, okay. Hell, you know, Jason could have did it, but let me tell you something. I look at, you know, obviously the head coach, but I look at Kitchens like he was part of that shit. So I don't care. It'd be different if it was a different offensive coordinator from outside the building. I might be like, okay, let's see if Garrett was a problem. But, no, he was part of that shit. So he was part of
that. See, I don't feel that way. So I get it. I get why you feel how you feel, and I can't dispute that. But I don't think Kitchens was a part of that at all. But now he has a part. He's right there on the street, so we good.
Well, you know what? He was close enough to it, and he let that man run our shit underground, so fuck him too, man. That's why I feel like he got a lot to prove too, man, because I'm pissed off of him. And obviously, Judge, they sat there and watched that shit.
Okay. But here's my point. Let's give him the chance to piss us off some more. He got six games to piss us off. That's more than enough. That's more than enough.
Oh, no, I mean, he's there, man. He definitely can't change that fact, brother. But I'm just saying,
right,
as far as regards to looking for some sort of radical, you know, situation where I like give him a nod after the other shit. Okay, you changed it up. You was going left, now you're going right. Okay.
Okay, but that gets your attention. That doesn't get you to subscribe. That's what I keep saying. My premise and my narrative is this is not about him winning against the Dolphins, and we like, oh, yeah, we got something here. No, that's just to get our attention. The win against the Dolphins with this personnel shows that you did some things, that you're able to switch up and get a victory when your back is against the wall. That's a difference. for us, that will get our attention.
Mm.
That's it. I just want my attention to be got. I don't want to veer off into outer space and think about why black holes is this, it look like this on one side and what's really on the other. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to be like, you know what, let me watch my team.
So while I'm listening in and I'm here the whole time, but I'm doing a, you got me wanting to do a draft, E.
And I got
I just
you.
Picked,
I know.
I just picked up Connor Hayward in the sixth round, bro.
Michigan State, tight end, right?
Yeah, bro.
That boy is dead night. Nice. That boy is dead night. Nice. When I tell you that boy is dead night, nice, that boy is dead night. Nice.
If we got an opportunity to get that dude in the sixth round, that is hella value to replace what we got at tight end, bro.
Right. Just like
that's
you wanted Zach Moss.
I know, right? But then none of that shit happened. And he's still
of
in
course.
They ain't let that boy flourish, bro. He got bad in his run the stick or the deal, whatever. I still say the book ain't written on that kid. I ain't even seen him play for real.
Nope. You know what? I think he's just one of them kids that when he gets an opportunity, he's going to show this is what you guys was missing out on and now what? I think he's one of them kids that's just going to put the world on notice. You know what I'm saying? He's one of them type of guys. So, OG, now that you semi, you almost caught up, you 3-4. Now, I can only ask you this question to complete what we caught up on. And if not, I'll move on to something else. So, are you familiar with everything going on in college? You watch college? I mean, have you gotten a chance? I know you watch college, but have you gotten a chance to watch these quarterbacks?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so then I can't. We can't ask you the next question
because
LRP did a great
not.
Analysis,
but,
and
but
he said,
go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm going to listen with your mouth.
Okay, LRP did say this. He said, I did, you know, some analytics, and the quarterbacks that are coming out of the draft this year, there's only literally 2.5 of them. He didn't say 2.5, but he added one later on, so I'm just giving him 0.5.
Yeah.
2.5
of them
that are better. You like that? 2.5 are better than Daniel Jones, but 3-4 is exactly his equivalent. It's exactly the equivalent of having.
Well, here's what I've been thinking, you know, because I know that the census is, it really is one of the weakest quarterback drafts that they've seen in a while. Now, that's subject to change because it always does, but let me just say this. I am more focused because of the regime we have in place and their past history, and they are in place until that changes. And the ownership changes. I'm more inclined to say, you know what? Maybe we need to go out and get one of these little young. We need to have a trade. That's what we need to do because we don't seem to get the fucking draft part right. So maybe we need to buy somebody else's jewels. Pause. Straight up, we need to, you know, let Deshaun Russell, you know, talk
you
to me.
You know,
I know, you know, that's where I'm at with it at this point. At this point, I'm not really worried about that, man. I need a short shot at this point. That's just where I'm at with it, man. And I need it now. I don't got time to wait. We need it now. So actually,
okay.
I think really fuck the draft. I think free agency or draft, I mean, trade is probably the best thing for this team at this point because I don't think the fan base can wait much longer for a rookie and hope that he's all that. I think we need him now. Saquon and all them, all these players we got on our roster, damn sure can't wait for no rookie. If we had to let DJ go, bad enough we wasted enough time with him. So no, I you know what? I ain't even really trying to dig all deep and, you know, trying to turn some coal into a diamond. I ain't got time to be putting all kind of pressure on myself. Man. Go and get me Deshaun right now. Make it happen.
I love you. You know, I always say that before I say what I got to say. I love you. But I need you. I'm I love you, brother. I need you to just come on home. Just come on home and sit down for a second and let's talk. We all know. The whole entire Giants Nation know. We will not get Deshaun Watson. I know that's your son. Me and you battled for son rights on that. So that's the next.
I mean, Russell. Russell
as well. It's over, OG. We won't do it. We won't do it.
Why? Because if
Gettleman's gone like the way that everybody says and everybody knows, the new GM is not going to buy for a veteran quarterback turning 34 next year when he can bring his young guy in here, spend less money, shore up other positions, and draft some players around to get this thing moving forward. If that was to happen, I would be so angry. Because when you bring a Russell Wilson in here, you better have everything he needs to win. Or you see what he got right now.
No.
Come
That's
on, y'all
got to
start the reality,
That's why I disagree.
Man. Come on.
That's because Russell can win with a whole lot left. It's DJ who needs everything perfect. It ain't Russell Wilson.
No. Hold on. We're watching him play. He's losing. He's losing
right now, but Russell's not healthy. So, I mean, just wait. He's a loser? Is that what you're saying? Russell Wilson a loser?
No. I'm saying everything around Russell is healthy, though.
Everything. Russell ain't got nothing, number one.
Hold on.
Nothing.
Wow.
Let me jump in on this because I'm going to say this about, and I agree with E. I would love to have Deshaun Watson, but the Giants will never make that move, and regardless of the changes that they're about to make, I don't think they're going to change all the way like that. However, Russell Wilson, though, I do believe can be a reality. I believe that is possible, and I wouldn't mind if that's what they decide to do, because check me out right here. My brilliance is shining through. If they are not going to, if they want to get a quarterback, because they think that Daniel Jones is not the guy and Russell Wilson is one that they want to go after, I'm putting Daniel Jones up and I'm putting 2/3 up for Russell Wilson. Are you making that deal?
I know we wasn't going to do the Deshaun Watson thing, too. That's why I really wasn't dwelling on it. I was just trying to make a point that I would like to get a veteran quarterback out there. But here's the thing. I guarantee if Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here, they'd take his old white ass, and they wouldn't give a thing twice about it.
I'm happy you said that word.
Aaron Rodgers in a minute, wouldn't they?
And you know what, OG? I'm not going to say nothing because you know what we talk about outside of the show. And you
well, I understand, though. Don't let age. Don't be filming. Let's just keep it real.
But we're going to keep
it real. Okay.
And do you think it was me based on not feeling that Russell Wilson is the guy or me knowing the Giants organization?
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm hoping for a new lead because I know we've the things of the past, man. But I mean, the past ain't really getting us no chips, and ain't getting us nowhere close to no chips right
and
now.
I believe in my heart that Russell Wilson will not choose a place like New York City.
What?
I'm telling you.
I know. I don't even know where you're getting this from, E, but I'm going to listen.
Out of Russell Wilson's mouth is, I want to play for the New York Giants?
No.
Okay, because I need to know.
Where did
if
he
that's
say he wanted
said.
To play, though? Did he say he didn't want to play?
I don't remember anything, and I believe that man is one of
I
the
never heard anything.
State. Listen,
I've never heard him talk about where he wanted to be, but I'm just saying, you said, like, he don't want to be in our market. I mean, I think our market is appealing to just about all the players.
And we do this every year.
You like money?
We do this every year, and this is the time that my insanity doesn't kick in, and my sense is going to take lead in my mind. Russell Wilson will not be a New York Giant. I'm going to leave it right there, and y'all can have it. I'm not even going to do it to myself. I'm not doing this to myself.
I'm not going to question the likelihood of it,
but I'm just saying this. I do believe that they realize they got to do something different, number one. Number two,
right.
I mean, so I'm not, you know, just because they haven't done it in the past, I'm not going to say that they might not do it in the future, man. Everybody wants to act like Polaroid, the, you know, the ownership, and act like, you know, you take a snapshot and be like, oh, that's who they are, you know. Thing is this, man. Sometimes these people, you know, people are smart enough to get out of their own way, and that's what you got to hope for at this point. They hired a coach who really, in my mind, really wasn't a traditional type thing, so they're doing some things differently than they've done in the past. And I hope that trend continues, because what has happened in the recent, you know, the recent past has not been winning. And I believe they do want to win. So, I you know, I'm not, you know, now, I ain't looking on the draft, and I'm not looking on free agent. My eye is on Daniel Jones, period. Miami Dolphins.
Understood.
Where I'm at.
However, I do want to dab on this just because we were talking about the college. And, OG, the reason why we were talking about college is because of the championship games that they had this weekend for the college playoff. And in fashion of, you know, me this time last year, shit, I had like 47 mocks because we were so terrible, and I had no choice but to look towards the draft because the Giants pissed me off. And much to do like last year. Only difference is I don't have the mocks because I ain't did a damn thing. I have been watching these kids. I've been watching games, but I ain't been doing deep diving. But we were discussing about the game that they got tonight and over the weekend. However, I'm going to carry on moving forward as if Daniel Jones is the quarterback, Judge is the coach, and the only thing that changed in the future is the GM. That until proven otherwise, that's the mindset that I'm going to have. All the rest of this stuff is just rhetorical. But check me out right here in the last 17 minutes of the live portion, which on East Out Friday, probably be the people do at the end and not have a third hour this evening. But I just did a mock while the brothers was talking, and I'm prefacing everything I'm saying. So if we have Daniel Jones moving forward and Judge, this will be LRP's first mock draft. I'm going to go through all 10 picks. If names that you recognize, fine, cool, great. If names that you don't recognize, check me out right here and go check them out. So, and this is Draft NFL Network. They're big boys. They designed it. I just picked who was available and who I knew thus far as my son. So let's be clear. The first one, pick number 6, Evan Neal, tackle from Alabama. Yes, indeed. Putting a daggone beast on his daggone line to go with Thomas. Pert is the developmental backup. He can have all the time he needs. We get our people back. This is a great addition to work on fixing this daggone line. I'm investing in the offensive line, all things being Daniel Jones, our quarterback. Evan Neal, first pick. Second pick, because we're back-to-back, Aiden Hutchinson, edge rusher.
Oh, come on now. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Girl, you understand me? Adrian Hutchinson, edge rusher from Michigan. Going right next to Ojulari, he's going to be a bookend. Him and Ojulari would be ridiculous, trust and believe. That would be nice. And whoever comes back. Number 40, we in the second round now. Pick number 40. DeMarvion Overshone, linebacker from Texas. If you do not know this kid, he plays number 0. That's his jersey number. I watch Texas games down here in Houston, of course. This kid is no joke. He is nice. DeMarvion Overshone, linebacker from Texas. At number 70, we are in the third round. We only got one second round. We are in the third round now. We got two third round picks. this will be up for trade negotiation if they decide to bring in a Russell Wilson. So think of these names, and two names are worth a Russell Wilson because that's what you be giving up for Russell Wilson. The number 70, Kenneth Walker III, running back from Michigan State. You do not know this kid. Go check out
you
that game
blind.
In the snow. Go check out that game in the snow. Check
you
out
are blind
Michigan State.
If you don't
this
know
year.
Who this kid is.
Word. And for him to be there, that's hell of value. That's hell of a. Hey, I'm a hell of a motherfucking GM. Kenneth Walker III, running back from Michigan State at 70. Number 73, because we picked right behind that. Tyrese Robinson, inside offensive lineman, guard, center, Oklahoma. Tyrese Robinson, best believe, definitely having somebody to get behind and challenge Hernandez and take that spot. Also, we need guards. We need guards like we ain't nobody else's business. We need guards. This guy will plug and play. You put him next to Evan Neal or you put him next to Pert on the other side. He's a big body. Trust and believe. This is a good pick. Number 73. Moving on to the fourth round. Brian Asmaugh, linebacker, Oklahoma. You don't know who he is, but he plays more of a box safety. So this is my Peppers pick right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is the reason why I picked him, because he plays sort of like a Peppers. He is listed as a linebacker according to Oklahoma, but his size and the way he moves, box safety, straight up can be that sub linebacker that we need on nickel packages, Brian Asamoah. All right? Number 148. Number 148, this is the fifth round, I believe. Isaac Taylor Stewart, cornerback, USC. Cornerback from USC. Picking him up later rounds, has good talent, lots of good bend and flex. Dude, I've seen him play, and, you know, somebody to be behind Dory Jackson in case we need him, and Allen Robinson and A-Rob and all those boys. One cornerback in this draft, not a problem with adding that. The next pick, I'm going to speed this thing on up, which is the last three. And this is a dope-ass draft. I know this shit probably won't happen, but this is dope-ass draft. Next pick is Jared Patterson, inside lineman from Notre Dame. Yes, I go lineman again because I want this line to be fixed. And I want as many insurance policies as I could possibly have. Jared Patterson, a three-star rookie recruit, Notre Dame. You can't go wrong with a Notre Dame lineman, especially if he's starting. It's amazing that he lasted this long, but he's there. I picked him. Yes, indeed. Next pick, and yes, indeed, sixth round steal, Connor Hayward, tight end, Michigan State. You don't know who this big body is. He's like a Gate, like a Antonio Gates type baller. You know what I mean? Big body, nice quick feet. You know what I mean? Can get open. Just a shadow in the secondary. Right behind the linebackers, dude is nice, and he's tough as hell, and he blocks. Yes, indeed, Evan Engram, Mr. Connor Hayward will be coming for your job, sir. And that is to back up him because I don't see Evan Engram going anywhere, but at least we can have somebody to outpick play him. And our last pick, Mr. Irrelevant, Mr. Brian Cook, safety from Cincinnati, covered all bases in his draft, got 10 daggone, 11 picks. Crying out loud, why the hell not? You absolutely should if you're a beast GM like me. And that's it. That is New York Football Giants draft. I love it. It's my first one. I went through it kind of quick. I just went off the names, but that's the first one that's in the books, 1.0. And we got 10 minutes left, and that is perfect. Because we're going to move into the closing statements. If it's all right with the brother, either chosen one. I know you.
Absolutely. I just want to give breaking news out, of course. Y'all know how I get down. I love to bring things to people's attention first. So we're going to talk about slap on the wrist for guys like Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards,
and John Franklin. Okay? Freely eating, lifting, and sauna lounging with everybody else, unmasked among coaches ranging in their late 60s and 80s. Bruce Arians, who had cancer, who has an immune-compromised system, in case people didn't know all of this, Antonio Brown and those other guys have been straight up and down slapped with a 3-game suspension for submitting fake vaccination cards to the NFL. There you have it. It is over with. If you want to talk about it, that's fine with me. Guess what?
Well, yeah, I want my 2 minutes. Number one, you know, the thing is this, I'm really not, you know, it's not about who got the damn jab. It's about who actually had the virus. They were actually getting tested like everybody else. That's really all that should matter. So I don't think, well, we need to talk about why Aaron Rodgers ain't suspended. No, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in anybody lying. They should have just told the truth. But I'm not really holding them any more responsible than the next person because it's not about who got the damn, obviously it's not who's vaccinated. It's about who actually has the virus. Because so I don't think that they put anybody in danger any more than the next person. They just should have lied about it. But I got a problem with the fact that they're getting 3 games. It's not only 3 games; it's a whole lot of damn money. Number one, and Aaron Rodgers ain't got shit. So I mean, he misled everybody too. Now the difference is he ain't make up no fake card. They talking about giving these charges dudes with felonies and everything else, man. So I just think it's too much. It's too much, and they should, you know, they made a bad decision. Don't get me wrong, and they should have never made that decision. They should have stood on it. But as far as putting somebody in danger, all I got to say is, Negro, please. You know, it's about the testing. And the thing is this, people who are vaccinated are more likely to be carrying it anyway because those are the ones walking around wild and I think they're invincible. So I don't subscribe to that. I subscribe to who actually got the virus. I don't give a damn about who got the jab.
So, you know what I said, Lee? And thanks for that, OG. Eloquently spoken and well put, as always. You know what I say? Antonio Brown, the type, the motherfucker get pulled over, and when the cop walk up to him and say, license registration, he pull out this little Dave and Buster's like card that got party written across of it. And he was like, because he got license to party. That's all I got to say about that shit. What y'all think about my draft, though?
I'm going to answer my own question, and then I'm going to get right into your draft. First of all, Antonio Brown been doing crazy shit for a while now. I hate the fact that it was sucker-ass cook to bring this shit to everybody's attention. Sucker-ass chef. That's who brought this to everybody's attention. You feel me? It wasn't nobody else inside the organization. It was a dude that he owed $10,000 and felt he couldn't get his money. So you know what? He got fake vaccination, everybody. Like, what are we doing out here, brother? What are we doing? And I need y'all to really pay attention to what I'm saying. What are we doing out here?
You out here thinking
he get his
you
man his
your
money.
Friend.
They ain't even talking.
That man is stupid. Why are you over here confiding to people who you paying like they're your friends? Dude,
and
you
then
had
the to have
up.
His wife ask him to get the card.
Everybody.
So got to take back the card. He ain't even vaccinated. He walking around not jabbed. Look at him. Like, come
I mean,
on.
What did you think was going to happen, man?
Hold on, dude, a buffoon, man.
Hold on, OG.
Check it out. Not only did he confide in the chef, right? You confide in a man who you owe money and still ask him to do more favors for you down the line. Like that was going to happen. You owe me 10 grand and you think I'm going to go get you cards for fake free? For fake free. That's what he felt was going to happen? Come on, brothers. Like we got to do better than this. Antonio Brown has taken a step backwards out of the end zone. That's the best
I need y'all to speak on why Aaron
him.
Rodgers ain't getting no games, though.
Because he
man,
has
he
the collection for the protection.
He didn't lie. He didn't make nothing. He didn't.
Oh,
because
he didn't make something up.
Lied.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
A lie is a lie is a lie.
It's a fact.
Right?
You can't
a lie
that.
Is a lie is a lie.
But they saying because he misled. Now, I mean, I get it. You are right. Believe me, that is that is definitely a violation all on his own. So don't get me wrong, but I still believe he misled. He was running around with no mask on and holding press conferences and all that other shit. So they want to, don't be acting like Antonio and them was putting people in danger and, like, you know, it's different than what Aaron Rodgers. They just shouldn't have made up their damn cards, though. That was just dumb. That was real dumb.
All they had to do was be
subjected to, you know, a little bit different testing and a little bit more social distancing rules. Like, come on, man. How hard is that? You know, people are dealing, so to sit there and lie about it, I don't got no respect for that. I don't.
Yeah. It's like the police impersonator said, it's like, man, this is my sister's brother's costume for Halloween. That motherfucker made it bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just got on a costume. That was for made a badge and the whole thing. He riding in the car. I was only acting like a police officer. He's the training one. But we got three minutes left, man.
So, great show, man, you know, to all the listeners today, you know, all the callers, which is us, and that's all we need. Sometimes you just got to be three the hard way, boys. Three-man weed. You know, it gets it done. Drills that we gonna complete and make look good in practice until it's game time. He says some
things.
Well,
there's only three people. You can't really mess up the rotation, can you? You can pass the Dutch.
That's a super fact, because we all know we're gonna get the rock. Everybody.
That's the Dutch on the left hand side.
No doubt. LRP has a hell of a turnaround jump shot. We see, obviously, you like to be posted up around the rim. And just keep giving it to me, because I'm telling you right now, I'm a walking bucket. That's it. That's all we got to know. Now we got to add the pieces
Antonio Brown, though, he probably is mentally disturbed. Like, seriously, he's probably legally after.
I know he is.
You got to be fucked up. Well, you got to have Hogan, man. It was just blonde on the bottom.
Y'all know the comedian, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, people don't realize you can vouch for this. Sometimes mental health comes from positive things. People always think it's negative that mental health may come from. The man got problems when he actually got money. This started when he got money. Antonio Brown did not act like this his first 4 years in the NFL at all. As soon as he became the star he became, the Hall of Famer he is, and the player that he is, this all started. The dyeing of the hair, the walking around naked while somebody's painting pictures in his house, the moving into Tom Brady's crib so he could keep a low profile and stay out of trouble, the not paying his chefs previous to this chef, who I wouldn't have signed on to be his chef at all, because I know you owe other people money, which that's on you to me. But it's just a bunch of weirdo Waldo bullshit taking place in his life later in his life. Now, that may have been lying dormant, but geez.
My bad, bro. I was just looking at the time, and as we say, sayonara, at least until Sunday, and before football or whatever. But, you know. Wait. My bad. I'm also G2. Both y'all
there? No, I'm here. That long pause was
me having myself on mute. You know, I didn't want you to think, look at E ain't messing with LRP tonight. Did we get like the Giants line just now? Did my brother get offensive? Nah, not at all, bro. You was just making sure the time was out there so it could be allocated to the right conversation and just close this thing out. So we're going to just do it 3-2-1. OG, you first, baby.
I got nothing, man. All eyes on everybody, man. That's what it is. You know, it's just one game, man. It's one game for everybody to prove themselves, you know, worthy of being on this team. And it's a game where we know that the offense actually has to show up. You can't just be on the damn plane. You got to actually show up if you really want to give us a chance, because this defense is real. So you're going to have to do something more than just, you know, get on the damn plane. You're going to actually have to do something here. So I don't really think their offense is going to be, you know, overwhelming. So it's really all about what the offense is going to do. So it's, you know, we already know who's been our handicap, and it's just time to see if they're going to get on off the short bus and make something happen. So I'm looking forward to it, man. You know, I'm ride or die regardless, though. You know, but at this point, you know, it's zero excuses. And I'm chopping excuses off at the head. So I don't want to hear it from anybody. I don't want to hear it, because you know what? It doesn't matter. If we're not winning, it doesn't matter. Everybody can get it. So, hey, man, so, you know, everybody have a, you know, a healthy, happy, safe weekend, man. Keep it safe, sexy, and sane, and I'll catch y'all on the other side. You know, we're going to keep this thing going. So, go ahead, man. I'm good. Appreciate y'all.
OG Steve, we already off there now, so we might, you know, I mean, we're good.
We already know.
My
closing is really simple, man. You know, it's a phenomenal show. It doesn't matter. People think it's always about numbers, which that's what we do regardless. But some days, you know, brothers is going to say, listen, I want to be a fan. We all do it amongst ourselves and, you know, during shows. Today, brother, the other brothers got a chance to be fans, and we all know they're going to download the show and listen to it or whatever the case may be, and we're going to see our playback value, and it's going to be kind of high because they're going to listen to topics that we talked about. Nothing was strained, pulled, or ripped apart. Things was dissected, analyzed, and brought to an actual thought process, which makes a lot of sense, you know what I mean, and some things that people didn't think about. Your mock draft was dope. Let me make sure I get that out there. You might have a beat biter because I was involved in some of your thought process as we was moving forward. Sparked the ism, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely do that.
I like and, that.
You know, I'm not going to be able to do such a mock now because I got so many of my favorite players that will actually be available. I wind up getting frustrated. So I'm going to take my feelings out of it and do an actual one, like just a, you know what I mean, like an early mock just to have some fun with it like you did. Great idea, great lead on things like that. That's, you know, that gets everybody else interested. Today was just, like I said, a fundamentally based show about what's really going on. Nothing false reality, nothing subscribed to. Just if you feel like listening to, you know what, that's what it really boils down to. This was the show for you. Either chosen one from the Bronx. Y'all know what time it is. Thank you, LRP. Salute, brother, to the eyebrow, the way they do, and the service to you. Respect, peace, and love for holding it down today and setting us off. Thank you.
Not a problem, bro. I was glad that I, for what, you know, I don't always get to do it. So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to say, you know what? I got my brother. I had no idea what the hell I was going to talk about, though. But as you can see, I said this earlier, nobody was around. I don't need no friends. I'm glad I got friends. I don't need no friends. Because I was talking, boy. I was just talking and just going through it because I don't need no friends. I'm so glad that I do have friends. And shout out to OG Steve. Appreciate you coming in on this East Out Friday and blessing us.
You already know.
Knowledge and the realness. And you know what I'm saying? The knowledge. That's that uncle knowledge. You know what I'm saying? That's that shit that you just sit around and just listen to, sip on cognac. Because the brother know what he's doing and he know what he's talking about. Shout out to E. I'm glad I was here for that, brother. Thank you for, you know, doing what you do, bro. Because I know you got crazy things going on. You making life move. You provide. So, and shouts out to the people. This has been the Shakedown Sports Podcast. And this Friday, man, we made it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We made it. End of the week, Friday, party. Get your minds right. Recharge. enjoy some football. I'm going to get into this championship game with Utah and Oregon. Watch these Suns, Devin Lloyd, Thibodeau. Look at some linemen.
Okay. Real quick, if y'all haven't gotten a chance yet, please check out my son, Clayton Toon, from the Houston Cougars.
Indeed. I'll be watching that tomorrow because they're playing my son, Mr. Desmond Ridder, from Cincinnati, quarterback. And OG,
yeah.
Earlier, that was what we were talking about, the two guys that I've named that I believe are better, have a higher ceiling than Daniel Jones. And if they decide that if they do a Cliff Kingsbury or a Sam Darnold type situation and they get another guy that's better, then the two will be Kenny Pickett from Pitt and Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. Would be my two that I think have a higher ceiling. But anybody else I think is a lateral move, and I wouldn't do it. And I'll stick to my original mock and get my lineman and my edge. But that's to bring that thing full circle. But yeah, man, that's it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It the show did, you know, we talked the whole way through, man, and it was different. And, you know, so... Not different, but, you know what I mean, different topics and whatnot.
We sifted through a lot of topics today, man. And that's why I said if you want to listen to just pure analytics, you know, and pure conversation that fits the thought process of a narrative, truly, today was a show for you because it was nothing watered down. It was nothing oversaturated. It was nothing over-seasoned. Everything was cooked on the right temperature.
That.
Let's go, Saquon. Let's go, Saquon. Let's go, Saquon.
Right, right. You ain't never lie, OG. And trust me.
You're supposed to be our best player
team
on this team right
eight.
Now. He's supposed to be the best player on this team right now, as far as I'm concerned. So let's go. You know, I believe.
And
Davey, you know,
rumble, young man, rumble. I need to see it.
This is the
time.
That's a
yeah. It's time to take
y'all
over.
Y'all might not want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it. The Miami Dolphins secondary, ain't no Warriors back there to the point where I don't see $72 million getting the rocks. Ain't no Warriors back there. We talking about their front seven. They got a formidable little situation. But getting separation, that's $72 million.
I know y'all dudes like Matt Pert, man, but here's the thing, man. He ain't got nothing. He ain't got the dog in him, man.
That's exactly what Rob Sale said. Rob Sale said it in his own way, but he meant it in the way we talk. That ain't him, that person.
Yeah, it's just not in him, man. It ain't in him. I mean,
that ain't him.
He's too soft. Mean enough, man.
He want to play the guitar. You know what I'm saying? He want to read poetry before the game. That ain't going to get you no wins.
That ain't going to work, man.
Yeah, he from the Bronx.
Not mine, so.
I think you went on, but let's call pick this up on the personal, and we can continue on. But I want to walk away from the computer so I can pass the touchy too, you know.
Brothers, y'all be easy, man. Appreciate y'all. Let me chime in, man. Love y'all. Be safe, man.
Right, OG, stop bringing up things that bring us back, like the
sorry, man. I had to speak on that, man. Because I'm just a little tired of, you know. So,
nah, I can.
And I didn't drop them off. I dropped them off at
the
curve,
too. I mean, obviously, we're counting on this line, man. We're going to be counting on this line big time, so we need to step up.
And you'll see what I mean about Glennon, too, about how he gets the ball. You'll see. He ain't no sucker.
I know, but honestly, we need to be able to push the ball a little bit, man. We really do.
We're not going to do that. Like I said, if we want to, we got each other's numbers. We can call each other. But let me get on to close this program.
Yeah, you got
right.
it,
so
you
I
got
can
it.
Walk away.
Right. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to do 3-2-1 hang up.
There you go. Peace and love.
Yeah, because I'm about to be doing anyway. So, yeah.
All right.
1-2-3.